In order to understand the nature of Purim, we must first discuss the concept of Hester Panim, which is Hashem hiding himself. Typically, we understand this to mean that when tsaros happen, terrible things occur, that's Hashem hiding himself. This is a true understanding, as we see in the Teichacha, as the Pasuk says, "V'histarti panai mehem," I will hide my face from them, to which the consequence is, "V'hayalecho," they'll be destroyed. On the flip side, when Hashem shines his countenance on Klal Yisrael, we're zeicha to an outpouring of bracha. Ki ba'ar panecha nasata lanu, with the light of your countenance you gave us. During the time of Shlomo HaMelech, Klal Yisrael had everything. There was no sickness and no trouble. We can't begin to understand how much better it was when we had the Beis HaMikdash, and now, with it destroyed, every day is worse than the previous one. However, if we think a little deeper into this concept, we'll see that there's a whole other level to what Hester Panim really means. There's no way for us, essentially, to have even the slightest inkling in the way this world is run. Why is this person rich and this person poor? Why does one person get ill, Loyalenu, and another is healthy? Why do some people live long and others, unfortunately, pass away young? Are we capable of understanding this? Think of a child who's on his way to school for the first time, and we ask him, "Why are you going to school?" So what will he say? He'll say, "Well, my mother told me they play games and they have fun, and you get prizes." Is that how school will benefit him? He'll learn everything he needs to know for life. He'll learn Torah, he'll learn mitzvahs. But can he understand that? Even if you explain it to him, he simply lacks the capability to understand the importance of school. And the distance between us and Hashem is infinitely greater than the distance between us and that child. But here we find a fascinating thing. Hashem wants us to understand how the world works. Chazal say that the world was created with Asara Mamaras, 10 commands, whereas Hashem could have just as easily done it in one. Yehi Olam, let there be a world, but he did it in 10. Why? He wanted us to understand how the world was created, all the steps. Hashem wants us to be able to study the world and learn its ways. And likewise, the whole Torah, from Bereishis till Le'ena Kol Yisrael, is there to teach us how Hashem runs the world. We say this in Kriyat Shema every day, v'hayim shemaya tishmu, if you will listen to Hashem, then it will rain. Every believing Jew knows that there is a direct correlation between us doing mitzvahs and davening to rain falling and food becoming available. Either a tzaddik daven for rain, or people are learning Torah, doing mitzvahs, and that's why it rains. And if there's no rain, we understand that we have to search for the cause, and we've been given the tools to understand what that cause might be. Not only has Hashem given us the tools to understand how the world works, but he has also put control of the world in our hands. There's nothing in this world that hasn't been designed around Klal Yisrael. It seems as if we run this world, so to speak, either through our mitzvahs or averis. And that is a deeper concept of Hester Panim. And this is a fascinating thing, meaning that although this is all a system that Hashem puts into place, and in truth we know that Hashem is really running everything, but the way it seems to operate, that seems that Hashem has seemingly withdrawn from controlling the world, established a system, established a policy, and then handed it over to us, allowing us to call the shots with our actions. We do mitzvahs, this happens. We do averes, that happens. And in this way, Hashem is kiviyachal hidden. That's Hester Panim. All the Am Tovim work according to this principle. On Pesach, Klal Yisrael believed in Hashem, Vayaminu b'Hashem, so they were redeemed. On Shavuos, they said, Na'aseh v'nishma, so they were given the Torah. On Chanukah, they threw themselves into a war for Kvod Shemayim, so they merited a miracle. Our actions determined the outcome. They made the miracle happen, just as Hashem designed the world to run. However, here is where Purim is different, as we shall see in Mirtzah Hashem.